Start Shabbos Parash Tezayim Mishnah Ches Nachri Shehidlik Et Aner Mishtamesh Ba'oro Yisro. A guy that lit a lantern on Shabbos, he draws a lot of benefit from the light of that lantern on Shabbos. As we're talking about, where the guy lit the lantern for himself, he didn't do it for the benefit of the Yisrael. In such a case, the Yisrael could also benefit from the light on Shabbos. However, if the guy lit the lantern for the benefit of the Yisrael on Shabbos, it is usher for the Yisrael to benefit from the light of the lantern until after Shabbos. As any time a guy does a malacha for the benefit of the Yisrael on Shabbos, the Yisrael is not allowed to benefit from that malacha until after Shabbos. Mile Mayim Mahaska is Bahamza. Mahaska Akhara of Yisrael. If a guy filled up water from a well and was just to rob him on Shabbos in order to give his animal to drink, Yisrael is also allowed to allow his animal to drink from that water. As even though a malacha was done with the water, and the water was filled up from a well and was just to rob him and brought to Rosh Hayachid, even so, since the guy did not do the malacha for the Yisrael, Yisrael can also benefit from the water. The ambush for Yisrael also. However, if the guy filled up the water for the benefit of the Yisrael, it's also for the Yisrael to allow his animal to drink from the water. And since the guy did a malacha with the water on Shabbos, the Yisrael cannot allow his animal to drink from the water until after Shabbos. Also, guy kevesh leirid bo. Yared achar of Yisrael. A guy that made a ramp on Shabbos to allow himself to disembark from a boat onto dry land, the Yisrael is also allowed to go down that ramp on Shabbos. And even though the guy did a malacha on Shabbos by making the ramp, since he made the ramp for himself, the Yisrael is also allowed to benefit from that ramp on Shabbos. The ambush for Yisrael also. However, if the guy made the ramp on Shabbos for the benefit of the Yisrael, it's forbidden for the Yisrael to use that ramp until after Shabbos. My sub Rabbi Gamliel is Canaan. So how you bond this female. There was a story from Gamliel and the elders that were on a boat. But a guy kevesh leirid bo. For your debo Rabbi Gamliel was Canaan. And a guy made a ramp on Shabbos to allow himself to disembark from the boat. And Rabbi Gamliel and the elders also went down that ramp on Shabbos. And since the guy made the ramp for himself, he didn't make it for the benefit of Rabbi Gamliel and this Canaan. It was mutter for Rabbi Gamliel and this Canaan to use the ramp on Shabbos. Now, the reason why the Mishnah mentioned three cases, the case of the lantern, the case of the water, and the case of the ramp, is because if the Mishnah had only mentioned the first case, which is the case of the lantern, I would say only in the case of the lantern do we say that if the guy lit the lantern for himself, is the Yisrael allowed to benefit from the lantern? Because since ner le'echad, ner le'meah, one lantern is sufficient to give light for 100 people, we don't have to be concerned that even though the guy lit the lantern for himself, maybe he knew that the Yisrael was around, and he did an extra malacha for the Yisrael. And certainly the guy did not do anything extra for the Yisrael, since one lantern is sufficient to give light for 100 people. However, in the second case, where the guy filled up water for his animal, I might think that even when the guy filled up the water for his own purposes, but maybe the guy knew that the Yisrael was around, and he filled up some extra water for the benefit of the Yisrael, so I would think it's also for the Yisrael to allow the animal to drink from the water. So therefore, the Mishnah had to give us the case of the water. And if the Mishnah had just given us the case of the water and not mentioned the case of the lantern, I would think only in the case of the water do we say that when the guy filled up the water for the benefit of the Yisrael, that it would be usher for the Yisrael to allow the animal to drink from the water. However, in the case of the lantern, where a guy lit a lantern for the benefit of the Yisrael, I would think it's mutter for the Yisrael to benefit from the lantern on Shabbos. And even though the guy lit the lantern for the Yisrael, but since ner l'acha, ner l'meah, one lantern is sufficient for 100 people to benefit from it, I would think that the guy also had himself in mind. He also wanted to benefit from the ner. So therefore, I would think it would be mutter for the Yisrael to benefit from the lantern, even though the guy lit the lantern for the benefit of the Yisrael. So therefore, the Mishnah had to teach us the first case as well, than the case where the guy lit the lantern for the benefit of the Yisrael. It's also for the Yisrael to benefit from the lantern. And the reason why the Mishnah mentioned the third case of the ramp, even though the case of the ramp is similar to the case of the lantern, as one ramp is sufficient for 100 people, is the Mishnah wanted to tell us the story of Rabbi Gamliel and the elders, that Rabbi Gamliel and the elders used a ramp that a guy made on Shabbos. Since the guy made the ramp for himself, he didn't make it for the benefit of Rabbi Gamliel and the elders. Mitzvah Shabbos Parak Yizayim Mishnah Aleph Ko Akela Nidlin B'Shabbos V'Dal Sosen Imahen Afal Pishan Es Barku B'Shabbos. All utensils that have doors, you're allowed to move those utensils on Shabbos. They are not considered muksa, and you're allowed to move the doors as well. Even though the doors came off of the utensils before Shabbos, you're allowed to move those doors and the utensils on Shabbos. They are not considered muksa. They are considered kelim shemalachtam leheter, utensils that are used for permissible purposes that are not muksa on Shabbos. She'enan domen ledalsos habayis lefi she'enan minamucha. The doors of movable utensils are not similar to doors of a house. As doors of a house are muksa, because they're not muhan, they're not considered a kli. As the doors of a movable utensil is considered a utensil in its own right, so therefore those doors, even if they came off of the utensil before Shabbos, are not muksa. However, the doors of a house are not a utensil in its own right, so therefore if it came off its hinges, it would be considered muksa, and you would not be allowed to move the doors of a house on Shabbos.